He has given his angels charge over you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You remember the prayer to the guardian angels, right? Mm-hmm. Say it together. Angel of God, my guardian here, to whom God's love commends me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to lead, to rule, and to guide.
From sin this day, to keep me free from in death, thou art my helper be. Amen.
Amen. One of the phrases in there is enlighten, right? Deacon, could you turn on the light over there? I think that, there we go. There we go. Okay, that's a little bit better. Okay, good. Now, you're like an angel. And one of the great things about the angels and about deacons is that every time you see a deacon, see the way he's dressed, especially on Sundays, it's the exact same way the angels are dressed anytime they're painted in iconography. Because they're deacons. They're servants. They're ministers at the altar of God. Just as the angel Deacon Markin, or Deacon Marvin, is as well. Okay. Well, the guardian angels, you know that each one of us has a guardian angel, right? It's an amazing thing. An amazing thing. I spent the entirety of yesterday on my day of rest. Well, I didn't spend the entirety. I spent a great deal of it reading this book. It's called The Holy Angels. All about angels. All about angels. And I stopped when I finally reached someplace way in the middle of it, deep in the middle of it, where it was the guardian angels. And I thought that was a good place to rest since I was preparing yesterday to celebrate that Mass of the guardian angels. And so one of the great graces that we have in these guardian angels, I don't think we recognize what they do in our lives. Each one of us has one. In fact, since the very foundation of the world, before the earth came to be, God designed an angel for every soul. Every soul. And you may not know this, but every angel, every guardian angel, that's the only thing in all creation they were destined to do. It was to guard a particular human soul. Once that particular human soul passes into eternity, their job's done. For the rest of eternity, all they do is praise God. All that time spent before that soul coming into life existence here on earth, they're spent interceding for that soul and praising God. That right there should tell you how amazing it is to be a human being. That there is an invisible spiritual being from all creation destined to guard your soul. And that's it. Isn't that amazing? Let me tell you some more things about these guardian angels that maybe you don't know. I'd love to give a whole series of talks on these things because it's so inspiring what's going on here to see that the invisible attributes of God are always around us in the angels. In fact, one of the great things that modern man scoffs at, those of the Enlightenment, they say, they used to think that the reason why the planets moved in their elliptical orbits was because it was angels who were pushing them. Or why it was that things fell as they do at the rate of gravity, which Isaac Newton was able to prove, is because angels were causing them to fall at that level. I wanted to tell you something, that the truth is more that. The reality is more in that than it is in the idea that invisible forces do it. Invisible laws. Because everywhere around us, everywhere, there are far more angels than there are human beings in existence. They're all around us everywhere. They're in everything. And so when we recognize that, we can see that we're not alone, and that is the great grace of knowing about the guardian angels. So what do the guardian angels do? St. Bonaventure talks about it like this. St. Bonaventure, one of the great saints, says the first thing that they do is they accuse of sin. So what that means is that every time we are about to go into a sin, or we've fallen into a sin, our guardian angel is the one who pricks our conscience. And the degree to which we listen to that guardian angel, that's the degree to which we're pricked when we sin. A second thing that they do is that they absolve us from the very chains of sin. Meaning that when we receive forgiveness, they're the ones who actually take the shackles off of our arms spiritually, so that we can go free and live in the divine freedom of God. A third thing of what they do is that they remove obstacles in our path toward doing good. So they remove things in such a way that keep us from seeing God's enlightenment around us. Remove distractions. Pave the way for us. A fourth thing what they do, and this is something that we need so much, is that they drive away the very power of evil, the very power of the demons from our path. They drive them away. Just like, remember from the book of Tobit, where Raphael, kicked out the Asmodeus demon who is killing all of Sarah's husbands. A fifth thing that they do is that they teach us. Remember? They enlighten us. They enlighten us, meaning that they teach us to understand God's way and send his instructions toward us. A sixth thing that they do is they reveal hidden secrets. Meaning that they help us to understand the divine mysteries better by revealing those secrets, but they also give us secrets of the messages between us and God. And this is an important thing, the seventh one. The seventh thing that they do for us is that they seek to console us in the midst of our trials and tribulations and our difficulties. Because what happened when Elijah was so depressed that he was ready to kill himself? Remember, God sent angels to minister to him. What happened to Jesus after he was tempted in the desert? God sent angels to console him in that moment. Remember what happened after Jesus was weeping in exhaustion in the Garden of Eden, or the Garden of Gethsemane? God the Father sent angels to minister to him, to give him consolation and strength to go through the arduous work of the Passion. An eighth thing that the guardian angels do for us is that they strengthen us on the way of God. So what they do is they help our good actions to be followed through with if we listen to them. A ninth thing that they do is that they carry us from place to place, meaning that they help us to go as we walk through the various places in our lives. They help us to get there safely and as well to return back to our homes. Specifically, though, they want us to get back to Mass, to God's home. The tenth thing that they do in our lives is that they overthrow our enemies, meaning that they destroy and confound the works of the evil ones who are before us, those who are trying to thwart us, those who are trying to keep us from doing the good which God has called us to do. Our guardian angels actually attack them, as it were, such that their plans can even be foiled before they're able to be carried out. It's a great grace. An 11th thing that they allow us to do is they mitigate our temptations, meaning that the temptations that we experience within our lives, the struggles that we have, they make them easier. They make them easier by sending the ministrations of God into our lives. And the last thing that they do, and this is one of the most important things that they do, they pray for us. They pray for us, intercede for us at every moment, and they actually carry our prayers from us to God the Father. So those are 12 things. 12 things that the angels, our guardian angels, do for us. Maybe some of those things you knew about, but I'm sure you didn't know about all of them. And by knowing what it is that they do, we can be more conscious of asking them to do those same things within our lives. Because that's what they're here to do. To guard us. To lead us. To guide us. To enlighten us. That's the work of the guardian angels within our lives. And if we allow them to do it, if we allow them to follow through on those actions, we're going to get to blessedness. Here's a great grace that you should think about. Something that I think about often. When I'm in the midst of a temptation, when there's something which has grasped me that says, oh, I just got to act on this, that I just can't see my way of not going in this direction because I'm so frustrated or something else has happened. If you recognize that your angel, your guardian angel, is there right with you in that moment, trying to help you not to fall into it, you instantly recognize you're not isolated and alone like the demons want you to think. You have divine power at your very fingertips, right there with you. When we think about that, it makes it so much more difficult to sin. Today, ask those guardian angels. to light your path, to guard your way, and to guide you to the very arms of our loving Savior. That's their only mission. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.